Welcome to our Advent Discussion Podcast for this week. This is our third small group conversation centered around the themes of the season. Thanks for listening in. So welcome again, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My first thing that I have been asking, or at least I asked last week, I guess, was just a reaction to the message. If you have one, what did anything stand out to you about this message? It's okay if nothing did, but I like to give opportunity in case someone has a thought, something that resonated with you, something you disagreed with even. It's okay to disagree with the pastor sometimes, or something that raises questions for you. Meg, I see that hand.
Well, I got, when they were reading the scriptures and then when Josh was speaking, I reviewed my scripture in Isaiah, and there's many scriptures that are difficult to understand, but I like those two verses on joy.
Yes.
Because today is the advent of joy. And when I did my devotions this morning, it talked about the love of joy. And I think we, in this crazy time of life, we have to find joy in everything we do and see and say. Mm-hmm. So joy is important today.
Were you thinking about especially those last two verses?
Yes.
Joy is throughout in a number of places, but especially at the very end, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Anybody else want to say anything about the message that struck them?
I had actually never noticed before when he said that all the different responses that we're singing, like in the Christmas story. Yes. And I thought, oh, that is so true, right? I just had not noticed that pattern. I think that's phenomenal. I guess I used to teach with Music Together, and we used to tell people that there is no singing is just a human thing that we do. Like, it's a human response, and it's not something you're good at or not good at necessarily, the same as talking. Like, you know, you would just allow your child to talk and allow your child to sing, and you would never not talk to your child. So you would never not sing to your child. You know, singing to me is such a human gift, like a thing that we can do. But I find it really interesting that, yeah, it's a joy response in us. Like, that's true. And sometimes I think in our culture, we repress it because we're sort of told, well, we're not very good, or you have to be good in order to respond that way. And that's just not true, right? It's in us. Like, God put it in us. Yeah.
I like that. That's good. That leads into my next question, to have us describe a time in our life when you felt great joy, and it make me, and what was your reaction, right? Like, have you ever broken into song because you were so happy, or have you ever had like a physical response, like jumping up and down or whatever? Can you remember a time when the response was just that big? It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't even have to be about Christmas necessarily, but I'm just trying to get some people to share a little bit about a time when they have felt great joy, however it was expressed or whatever happened in their life with that. Does something jump to mind right away, a time when you just remember feeling great joy?
Well, as we celebrate Christmas with Jesus being a baby, I get great joy when any babies, like children or grandchildren, are born. And I don't jump into song because I'm a bad singer, but I just, in my mind, it's joyful.
Yeah, it's good. I concur.
And for me, it was the first time we saw Owen after he got the all clear, and it was the first time that we'd been in contact with him, and I didn't think we were going to be allowed to do it, but Katie gave us the go ahead, and I didn't jump for joy. I just jumped all over his face and his bald head, and I think that was the most exciting moment. I thought, would have thought my children, my grandchildren being born, but that was just amazing.
Yeah, very good. Is there too many to think of? Is that why people are? I hope that you felt great joy sometime. Don't be shy.
The first thing I thought of too was, especially when Laura Beth was born, David's birth was more difficult. So joy was harder that time. But with Laura Beth, yeah, I'd actually had a song that I had a doula who was a music therapist as well. And she had asked me to like write a song for Laura Beth. And so I sang it during the day, whenever I just sang the song. And then when she was born, the doula said, sing it. And so, you know, I'm just so like elated. And I sang this song to her, and she, and her little eyes were going back and forth because she recognized it. And it was so like amazing. So that was a time when I did jump into song, but it was just because I'd been trained to do so. But it was so, so amazing. Yeah.
That's very cool. Other thing I thought of was just our wedding. I can remember feeling great joy at that. But is it true of some of these times when we feel joy, it's so busy, you know, like you don't know when do you feel it, right? When do you have time to feel it if you're busy in the midst of something or thought of births that you're, you know, it comes after a great struggle in some ways. Sometimes joy does, right? Does that ring a bell?
My first child was a frank breech, which means that the seat comes first and the legs are up there. And it was very, very difficult, naturally. And there wasn't any epidural at that time because he was coming too fast. When I was home with him, I remember having such a sense of awe. I couldn't get over this little baby. And just a comment with Charlene, I taught prenatal for many, many years, and I used to say to the couples, talk to your baby in your uterus there. Mm-hmm. And it's true what Charlene says. They recognize that voice.
Yeah.
So there's joy all over. It's identifying it. And when I get bored or kind of down, I will sing, the joy of the Lord, it's my strength, even when I don't have a very good voice.
That's awesome. That's good.
Well, then these little ones, they grow and they grow and they grow. And so I think times of joy is seeing them like on graduation days, you know, or thinking, you know, of different milestones with the kids there, or with, you know, jobs that have been important to them, or buying their homes. But I think something else that I was thinking of is we've had two weddings with our children, and those have been days of joy. Yeah.
Well, this is related in some ways, and related too to what you said, Meg, about the last verses, or those last couple of verses of Isaiah 35. They will enter Zion with singing, everlasting joy will crown their heads, gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing flee away. And it just made me think, have you ever been part of this a joyous, exuberant celebration, a place where it wasn't just you feeling joy, but it was this group of people feeling joy? Now, a wedding would be something like that, but is there something that comes to mind when I ask a question like that?
The Christmas Eve services at church, they're always joyous, lighting the candle, and we've been going to them for years, and they're always a joyous time.
Well, I just thought this year in March or April, when things were hard, and the EMS people went around the hospitals and to just say thank you to the staff. And that was a celebration, all the honking and all those different, you know, siren horns. And
yeah, good.
I was thinking of two things. One is just like in any kind of competition, right? Like if it's sports or athletics or whatever, or like in our case, it's like David was in first, which is a Lego league, right? And they do very crazy competitions with Lego robots that are like, you know, destroying each other and trying to get points doing things. And it's amazing, like this whole stadium of people screaming about these robots, and they're so elated. We were too when they win, right? When all their hard work is paid off, kind of thing.
Yeah.
When I turned 80, the three families put on a surprise birthday party for me. And it was a surprise. There were so many people that came all over the place. And every time someone came in, I guess my voice raised because my grandchildren said, who were downstairs playing, said every time somebody came in, they knew that I was happy and joyful because my voice got higher.
Did anyone ever participate in the March for Jesus? I think of exuberant celebration of Jesus. I think they were a cool idea, cool concept, and yeah, good songs. My next question is about the kingdom of God. It's a bit of a quote from Pastor Josh. He talked about the kingdom of God breaking into reality through Jesus, the lame walking, the blind seeing, patterns of brokenness, evil, and fear being no more. And I was thinking about where else in the New Testament. So we have, you know, obviously there was joy when a lame person would be able to be healed and walk, or a blind person seeing, or the man coming back to say thank you, the 10 lepers healed, right? And one came back to say thank you. And I think of the joy there. But where else in the New Testament stories about Jesus would you say we find joy breaking in? And maybe especially the Christmas story, but there are other places too. So what comes to mind from Bible stories, especially New Testament and Jesus, where are some other places where there was joy?
The prodigal son, when the father was joyful and put on a big party for him and welcoming him.
Yes, excellent.
That was, to me, that came right away, the joy of the prodigal son, of the father, which represents God's love for us and wanting us to be in his care.
I think of Paul and Silas in prison. And how they sang and they celebrated, even though they were like beat up and probably in a lot of pain and totally uncomfortable, but just shows us how joy is something that you can have and feel even in a very difficult time. So,
what about in the Christmas story? Who had joy there, would you say? Are there some that stand out?
Well, the angels and the shepherds and the wise men, everybody was joyful.
Yeah.
That came to see Jesus in the manger scene.
And before Jesus was born, John the Baptist leapt for joy, and he was in utero when he did that, right?
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday's reading that we were talking about the shepherds. When the angels appeared, and the word joy came up, and I remember saying to Carol yesterday about we have no concept what the shepherds experienced, their terms, compared to today, none whatsoever. So when you talk joy, I can't imagine what kind of joy they actually had, but it must have been so much that they turned around and went out and spread it. I don't know, just the thought came to mind that there's a different kind of joy that they experience than what we have today.
Yeah. It's fun to try and imagine though, right?
Yeah.
Like to try and put yourself in their situation. It is described, I think, pretty well in the Bible, which I love. So it is so interesting to think about, their journey. And
yeah. And I think the Hebrew culture is much more like sort of expressive, right? Probably. I'm guessing just from their dancing and their singing and their shouting and how easily they, you know, mention that and do that, everyone. So yeah, it probably was pretty loud when they're excited, right? When they were excited.
Yeah. That's cool. Let me take that same kind of question about how there was joy and signs of God's kingdom breaking in, to ask for ideas about that today. Where do you see God's kingdom breaking in today? Where do you see signs of God at work today? And it may be bringing joy, or it just may be doing good things, right? God's kingdom is alive and active amongst us, even at West Heights, even in our own lives. And just thinking, what are places where you've seen that in the past, or you see it in the present?
Right now at Christmas time, we're seeing it more because people are thinking more of kindness and generosity and that kind of thing. But I just saw a neat thing where Irene, she was saying that their street for two nights together, they've had a carol sing, and they had people bringing food for like food hampers, city food hampers or whatever. Oh, okay. And I just thought that is wonderful, you know, that street is coming together like that.
When I made this question up, I thought I should have an answer for this. And the one that came to mind right away was West Heights Carnival. I know it goes back a few years now, but I feel like that was an example of trying to get God's kingdom to break into our neighborhood, right? To bring joy and bless people and just be a sign of God's goodness.
I think it can happen even in conversations like the one we're having, or conversations with people. It's just we come and we bring the Spirit of God to the conversation, right? And so sometimes it's just an awareness that we all have that God is present, and that maybe for one of the people present, that God, an awareness of God in something about their lives, you know, becomes more real to them, or more, and has those elements like of feeling loved or feeling, you know, joy, or knowing some truth that they didn't know before, or, you know, an epiphany of sorts or whatever, where you are talking with someone or even praying with someone, and you just know that God is at work and God is there doing something, even in an everyday conversation.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Last Tuesday, I participated in not a Zoom call, but a Microsoft team call with Forest Heights. Yeah, it's our family council. There's a number of us, you know, the families of people that are in there. And we talked with the recreation department as to what's going on and look after their interests from a family perspective. And they mentioned West Heights, that we were very, very good to them, and that they actually now starting to stream the services also. Becky had been doing it for a while, as we all know. But I think they've now turned a corner that they're going to start doing it themselves and have a service and so on.
Yeah, it's a way that the kingdom is breaking into there too. Yeah, awesome.
I think of the spa experiences that we've had, and I've had that very thought, like being at, like attending those, and just seeing how the residents, they just want to linger. Like they don't all just want to go, you know, get their spa treatment and go back up to their rooms. They just want to sit around and be there. And I just feel like that's because God is there, because the presence of God is there and the kingdom of God is happening like right in that room. Yeah. And so it's just a beautiful thought that they want to be there. Right.
That's so awesome.
So much for that men from our church are the ones putting nail polish on the ladies' fingers.
I know, right?
That's the kingdom of God right there.
That is.
Yeah, that's why they're all watching. They're so amazed.
Okay, well, here's my last question. Because we're talking about joy and we're, you know, looking forward to a COVID Christmas or not, where will you find joy during this COVID Christmas? Where are some places where you think you can still have joy at Christmas? And are there some ways you can plan for it to help bring joy?
I have had a activity every Christmas that my mother started years and years ago called a pull pie. And I put all the children's and grandchildren's and little parcels wrapped up and with a ribbon with their name on it. And then it's in a big box that's decorated. And we all pull at the same time. Well, this year, we're not getting together. So I've come up with an idea of having a shoebox decorated for each of the three families, as well as myself. And then we're going to do what we're doing today, a Zoom Christmas morning. Hopefully it works out that we are all on the screen and we're all going to pull at the same time.
That's awesome. That's a great way to kind of adapt your tradition.
Well, we'll see if it works.
Well, we usually get together with our neighbors. That's kind of our Christmas tradition. Our neighbors, Michelle and Dale, I don't know if you guys know them because they also come to West Heights. And so I think we're going to try to do some sort of online games or something, you know, like just keep up the tradition, but we'll have to eat our own food and play games virtually, which I've not really done much of except for with the kids on Zoom. So, but I'm hoping there's other good games you can play out there. Yep.
During the first wave of COVID, Easter, we had more or less like a Zoom call. Families, we eating our dinner together and we're looking at each other on a TV screen. Well, I don't know if we're going to do this again this Christmas here, but the thought is there. For us, our Christmas is going to be separate, just like you, Meg.
One thing we are going to do, the adults are now, Bradley and Justin, we don't pull names, it's all done on the computer, but they're secrets, so we don't know who's got who. And Christmas Day, when we do open the gifts, we're very loud when we do it, and we're hooing, and somebody has to get the horrible prize who guesses the most names. But we're going to try and do that on Zoom. Okay. We don't know how we're going to get the presents to each other without them knowing who's got who.
Right.
Something, yeah.
There are some hurdles here.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get over them.
Yeah.
Santa has to deal with this every year, so you can do it.
Yes, yeah. And we'll look back on these days and we'll laugh about things.
Hopefully, yep.
Well, we will.
I think we're aiming to try and do some outdoor stuff because it just seems safer. So maybe be with family, but be outdoors. Actually, tonight we're going to walk with three of our kids' families. Go for a walk through Victoria Park at 5:30 and just be outside together. So should be fun.
Yeah.
We have to pray for mild weather because that would be swell, right?
Yeah. That would help a lot.
Get together.
I haven't quite come to terms that we're not going to have any family here at Christmas.
Yeah.
I have like 2 weeks to still get it in my mind that just going to be a couple of us.
Yeah.
So you're much further ahead than you all are much further ahead than I am.
Well, you can have 25 people outside. So I think it's an alternative, right? Like yeah. We can't be inside. Like we're not eating together when our family's together, but at least we can see each other, right?
Yeah.
Dress warm. And even we can still do driveway visits, right? And yell at each other from a distance, but at least be each other's presence is a good thing. Well, thanks everyone for being part of this today. And hopefully it brought some joy and got some ideas going for maybe creating a joyful COVID Christmas for you. And we'll meet back here again next week for our final Advent discussion. Hope you can join us. Thank you for joining us for our Advent podcast this week. We hope you found the discussion interesting and will consider participating next Sunday when we talk about the final message of the season.